91X News.
It's 14 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Deanna Fraser. Over 40 people attended the International Women's Day March at the Belleville Public Library last night. Anthea Weiss says the women in Canada are lucky to be here.
We're relatively lucky in Canada, and yet there's still systemic sexism here. And I guess I thought many years ago that we'd be further along than we are by now.
Lindy Powell says she was marching because women's rights is something she strongly believes in, and she wants to support women worldwide.
I'm marching because I believe that women all over the world need support, and we here are lucky enough to be able to give it, even in small ways.
A few men were scattered among the marchers as well. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Finance Minister Bill Morneau are marking International Women's Day by announcing the search for a new female face for Canada's currency. Morneau says it's been a long time coming.
Women are and always have been instrumental in building our country, but it's now been almost 150 years that we've not had a Canadian woman on our banknotes, with the notable exception, of course, of the Queen, and we think it's high time to change.
The face of whomever is chosen is expected to be printed on a banknote by 2018. The government isn't saying what denomination it will pick to feature a woman's face. Important Michigan wins were scored last night by Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and important messages were sent to the rest of the field.
It was a slender win for Senator Bernie Sanders, but he believes his upset victory over Hillary Clinton shows Americans
are tired of a corrupt campaign finance system and super PACs funded by Wall Street.
As for Donald Trump, his message to establishment Republicans,
we're up by 50% and even more than that. You're talking about millions of people. So I actually think it's the biggest story in politics today, and I hope that the Republicans will embrace it.
Both Trump and Sanders speaking from Florida, a key state in next week's big races. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Detroit.
Ottawa police have identified the 20-year-old man who was shot in the city's East End. The victim has been identified as Nuruddin Hassan of Ottawa. Hassan died later in the hospital. Police say the shooting happened around Jasmine Crescent. Police have not named any suspects and are continuing to investigate. Ontario's film and television industry poured $1.5 billion into the province's economy in 2015 in what the government is calling the best year ever. The Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Sport says the industry supported almost 32,500 direct and associated jobs last year, an increase of almost 4,500 jobs over 2014. Some of the productions that included work done in Ontario are the Oscar-winning films Room and Spotlight. The government says Ontario is the top film and TV production center in Canada and the third largest by volume in North America. That's QNET News on 91X to 102. In sports, the Nicholson Catholic College Crusaders play for the Ontario Boys A High School Basketball Championship in Sault Ste. Marie today. The Crusaders are ranked third. They take on O'Gorman High School from Timmins in the final. The Quinte Christian Eagles have advanced to the semifinals at the OFSA Girls A Volleyball Championship in Kitchener. And the St. Teresa Titans shut out a team from Ottawa 5-0 to open the Girls AA Hockey Championships in Stratford. The Wellington Dukes will be playing the Aurora Tigers tonight at 7 o'clock. This will be their third game of their OJHL quarterfinal series. Goaltender Ollie Lafrenier says although the Dukes are up 2-0, they have to play as if they were down 2-0. Lafrenier has 79 saves on 82 shots. In other sports, the San Antonio Spurs bounced back from a rare loss with a 116-91 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves center Carl Anthony Towns says it's tough to beat the Spurs when they shoot 55% from the field.
The team that we played against is a final contending team possibly. So, you know, we played a great team tonight. We came out, we fought hard. They just hit a lot of shots. You know, a team like that, when you allow their shooting percentage to be that high, it's very hard to stay in the game.
Jonas Gustafsson made 42 saves and the Boston Bruins beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 1-0 in a matchup of Atlantic Division leaders. Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman says it was an exciting game.
Two great goaltenders, two good teams going at it tonight, and, you know, low scoring game. And, you know, they obviously got that extra point, but we take a lot of positives out of this game and, you know, keep looking forward.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: today, mainly cloudy with a high of 14. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of showers and a low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a high of 9. It's 104 and 14 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Deanna Fraser. News on 91X, next at 3.